Are you an accredited investor looking for a new opportunity to generate passive income and build the retirement of your dreams? Then elevate your investment game with Viking Capital, where wealth meets wisdom. Whether you're a seasoned investor or just starting out, Viking Capital can help guide you towards financial freedom through passive real estate investing. With strong and transparent underwriting, Viking identifies low-risk opportunities with the goal of preserving investor capital and maximizing long-term growth potential. And their accessible and responsive investor relations team will help you understand how each investment will impact your unique financial goals. With $800 million in assets acquired, more than $230 million in equity raised, and more than 5,000 units under management, Viking Capital is your path to early retirement. To learn about Viking Capital's latest investment opportunity, which is available for you right now, visit go.vikingcapllc.com/best. That's go.vikingcapllc.com/best to get started today. Did you know that within a decade, women will hold $30 trillion in investable assets? Yet somehow, only 19% of women reported feeling confident in selecting investments that align with their long-term goals. Our friends at InvestHer are out to change that. InvestHerCon is the number one premier conference for women in real estate, and it's happening June 2nd through the 4th in Austin, Texas. InvestHerCon is not just another real estate conference. It's a transformational experience focused on real estate investing, business strategies, and self-care tactics, all designed to help women take control of their financial futures. Gain the knowledge and skills you need to grow your portfolio and build a sustainable business, all while connecting with over 500 women who are playing at the same level. To learn more and to get your tickets, visit InvestHerCon.com today and use the code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket. That's InvestHer, HERCon.com, promo code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket.
If you do what you're meant to be doing, somehow doors open rather than doors closing.
Are you ready for the best real estate investing advice ever? Join Joe Fairless and today's best ever guests as they share it with you. It's the best ever advice with none of the fluff. Let's go.
Heard of crowdfunding and still curious about how you can benefit from it? Well, we've got a step-by-step guide put together just for you by the best ever team and Patch of Land, the industry's leading crowdfunding experts. The best crowdfunding crash course ever, episodes 152, 159, 166, and 173 will provide you all you need to know to get started and begin benefiting immediately. Whether it's getting access to funds for your project or passively investing in other people's deals, the time is now to get started with Patch of Land. Go to patchofland.com/best ever to grab your copy of the top 10 answers to the top 10 crowdfunding questions. That's patchofland.com/best ever. Hello, best ever listeners. Welcome to the best real estate investing advice ever show. I'm Joe Fairless, and I'm here with today's guest, Mar Jennings. Hi, Mar.
Hey, Joe.
How's it going?
Great. Thank you so much for having me on your show. I'm delighted to be here.
Well, I'm delighted that you are here with the best ever listeners. And Mar is joining us from Westport, Connecticut. He is an Emmy-nominated TV host and America's top lifestyle expert. He's the creator of the design philosophy, Casual Luxury. And anytime you want to know anything about home, gardening, and lifestyle, he's the guy to talk to. His works appeared on basically all the major TV shows and networks, and his work's been in the New York Times, Better Home and Garden magazines. He's got phenomenal branding. I was just giving him props before we started recording about, I'll tell you what his books are, and then you'll pick up what his branding is. First book is Life on Mars, A Four-Season Garden, and the other book is Life on Mars, Creating Casual Luxury. So there's a consistent theme there if you haven't picked up on it. So Mar, with that being said, can you give the best ever listeners a little bit more about your background and what you're focused on right now?
Well, I'm so delighted to be here, Joe. Thank you again. And thank you, listeners, for listening and taking your time. I'm passionate about what I do. And along the way, I've learned to do what I love and love what I do. You know, I was a former competitive figure skater for many years, retired, went into the banking world, did that, ranked myself all the way up to senior vice president, ran the state of Connecticut. And then somehow I had this moment in my life that I needed to redirect and really do what made my heart tick. And I got into the lifestyle arena and I never looked back. And a core part of my lifestyle was recently introduced real estate. And I thought that was just the perfect part of the bullseye that I needed to elevate, you know, the industry, but also use all my skill sets as a lifestyle expert to help my clients. I'm the gift with purchase, I like to say.
Your path is very similar to everyone else's, where they first are a competitive figure skater and then they go into banking. So, and then they find something else that makes their heart tick. So, I mean, I feel like this is a redundant conversation, but I'll just go ahead and ask it anyway, because just to humor the best ever listeners. With your background, I mean, it's really interesting that you were, you know, a competitive figure skater, then you went into banking, and now you're rocking and rolling in real estate. What was that moment in life that you referred to that you really had that aha, like, realization that, okay, I need to do something else?
Well, you know, I really felt from coming from a figure skating standpoint and a creative background, I felt I needed to prove something to everyone. So I took the most conservative route I could possibly take, and it was against my grain. But I did it because I felt I needed to prove something. Along the way, I felt that while I was doing this job, I had this moment of clarity where I felt that, you know, I'm at a point in my life right now that, do I want to have any regrets and say, I never tried it? And so I took that moment in time, it was clearly, and I started to dabble in the lifestyle arena while keeping my day job. And I realized that if I could make a little money on it, I was probably in tune with what I should be doing. And it's interesting because if you do what you're meant to be doing, somehow doors open rather than doors closing. And that was really my journey. And, you know, when I propelled myself into the lifestyle arena, I really wanted to do it for myself. And most importantly, I didn't want any regrets. I didn't want to say later, oh, I should have when I could have. So I just really made that line in the sand to say, let me try it and see if I could do it part time in my spare time. And Joe, one of the things, I found, and for your best ever listeners to hear this very loud and clear, is that, you know, when you do what truly makes your heart tick, somehow you're never tired. It's not like a long day. You look forward to do it, and somehow you keep building it, and then you migrate it more and more into your life.
When you talk about the lifestyle arena, some best ever listeners might not know exactly what that is and how the heck you can make money on it. So can you elaborate on that?
Yes, most definitely. I use my home as my platform to highlight my skill sets. And my skill sets were always in the aesthetic arena. I love to garden. I really love to take care of my home. I was, you know, a frustrated designer probably as well. But I wanted to tap into those gifts that I had to see if basically I could use my home as the platform to get people excited on what I could do. And I started very simply by a website, and it started growing. And from there, I started with doing, you know, some videos. And from the videos, it started growing more into television. And from television, it led to publishing. So I started small, but it was everything related to the home, garden, and lifestyle that I truly felt was a core part of who I was.
You started with a website, and then it grew into videos, then television, then publishing. What was on the website, and what would you say was kind of the stickiest type of content that you had up there?
Well, you know, it's interesting because when I first launched my website, marjennings.com, I was somewhat confused by it all because I didn't know exactly what I was going to put out there. So what I wanted to do is I tried to find what the need was. And I felt that there was a need to provide information that wasn't talking at people, they were talking to people. So I started finding my voice and communicating. You know, when I did a special type of arrangement with hydrangeas in my garden, I was able to articulate and write it down and deconstruct how that was. Then I started going to, you know, great design and room placement when it came to furniture. Then I went into, you know, picking color samples, accessories. I just started doing organically what I was already programmed to do, but I just started writing it down. And before I realized, it became a pretty popular place for people to come to and get information. Then they were asking me to come and do lectures and come do demonstrations. So one thing led to the other. And it didn't have to be an expensive investment initially. I remember it was just a landing page with a couple of articles. So it wasn't about spending a lot of money.
What would you say to a best ever listener who has identified what makes their heart tick and now they're about to create their website? What would be some advice you'd have for them?
I think the best advice I could say is that when you know what makes your heart tick, it is your job to facilitate it and to make it happen. And the platform right now is definitely on the social media. It's definitely on the internet. So that landing page that simply gives one paragraph of who you are and why are you here, what makes you unique in the arena, can propel you to other exciting adventures. But the hard part is really finding that core component of what the real purpose is and what you feel you can bring to the table. We can all go to school and get an education and get a degree in something, but it doesn't necessarily mean it's our general purpose in life. And I think that's what has to vibrate within yourself, and you have to get out there.
I think it's really interesting based on, you know, your background and what you focus on with lifestyle, home, and gardening, how those are pretty specific things. Well, lifestyle, I feel like, is broad, but gardening in particular is very specific. And the best ever listener might think, well, if I get too narrow of a focus, does that mean that I won't have enough customers or enough eyeballs on it? Do I need to stay really broad? What are your thoughts on that?
Well, you know, that's a great question, and I can certainly understand where that could be a concern, because you can pigeonhole yourself if you're just too specific. You know, I only do blue rooms in 1970 designs. That's the top clientele, and you're going to have a smaller pool. So I think the best advice that I can give in reference to that is that you have your core component of what you do, and then you have, I look at it as the bullseye, and your best ever listeners should look at it that way. There's the center mark, which is like, yes, I do this with my eyes closed. And then the next ring is what I also do. And then the next ring after that is another component from it. And then the next ring after that. Now, the key is that when you're going to shoot a dart, you're going to aim for the bullseye. But if you're somewhere around the bullseye, you're still getting credit. You're still getting points. So always remember what your bullseye is, and then know what each ring is outside the bullseye that can ultimately lead you in or lead you out. But also realize what's that final ring that defines you. Okay, this is where we start and this is where we end.
I love that. And I have visually a bullseye in my mind right now. And I'm like throwing darts at certain things. That's a great visual. When you talk about that bullseye and your personal bullseye and your personal dartboard, what's in that middle? And then what are some of the second and third rings outside of it?
That's a great one. My bullseye in the center is global domination.
Is that it?
Yeah, global domination in the arena of being an authority of lifestyle. And although that lifestyle word is still kind of broad, but I'm the person that people hire me for as a facilitator, as an expert, as a personality, as an authority. That's my bullseye. I get hired to facilitate other brands. I get hired to be a spokesperson. I get hired to lecture about my life. That's what truly makes my heart tick. The more hundreds of people in a room, you know, I skated in front of 20,000 people. So, you know, I could talk. It's easy. You ask me to do the triple-triple combination, that's going to be hard. So that's my bullseye. And then outside of that, comes, you know, the social media component of copy and lifestyle information with the home garden lifestyle. Then outside of that, we go into, you know, the publishing component of it, you know, the internet component of it, and then the design component of it, the real estate component of it. You know, I have all these different rings that all somehow tie together beautifully. And it makes sense. And I think at being referred to as America's top lifestyle expert, you know, that's a huge, you know, title that I feel that I've really, really earned. So I'm constantly saying, well, what can I add to that title as a lifestyle expert that makes me more of an authority? And that's why I felt I needed to have my real estate license, because let's face it, you know, that's a core part of a business is, you know, your environment. And if I can have a license in that, why not?
Now, based on all of your experience, I mean, from figure skating to the triple-triple combination, which is a new term that I just learned, so thank you for thank you for that, to, you know, getting your real estate license in that arena, what is your best real estate advice ever for investors?
My best real estate advice is, you know, the buck stops here. I've lived with that philosophy in many different platforms of my life. And I feel if someone comes to me and wants information, it is my job to either know it or know where to get it. You don't always have to be the expert, but you have to do your homework and know who to call and who are your professionals and who are your team partners that you can count on. That's the most important thing. That's the best advice I can give you. And that can parlay itself in multiple different arenas.
How do you find team members that support you in different areas of expertise that aren't on your dartboard?
You know, I read a lot. You know, I see what's happening in the market share. I'm a firm believer in developing people and partners. So I'm a groomer. I have pretty strong people that are under me and I lead by example. So they become an extension of me. I always feel that when you're building a brand or you're building a company, you know, you have your top person and then you have everyone else that's like your executive financial guy. You have your marketing guy. You have all these people that you surround yourself with that makes you a better you. And I make sure that I surround myself with people that make me a better me. Crucial.
When you identify a book that I'm switching gears a little bit, I'm going all over the place, but I know you can follow me. When you're publishing a book and you have an idea for a book, what are some things or what's one or two things that you've learned from the publishing process that you think a best ever listener should know?
You know, publishing a book is hard and, you know, there's a lot of rejections along the way. And what I found is that everyone's rejection is basically their own opinion and everybody has one, okay? So I say that if you believe in what you're writing about and you believe the story that you're writing about and you can share it with the closest people to you that you trust and will tell you the truth and they're all still on board, follow it through. Life is all about rejection. You know, we get rejected, we get pushed in different avenues. It is our job to stay positive, stay focused, and keep your eye on the prize. And sometimes people will try to divert you, but just know exactly where you want to be and surround yourself by the people who also see that same vision as well with you.
Are you ready for the best ever lightning round?
Yes, I'm ready.
All right, I like that. First, a quick word from our best ever sponsors. Crowdfunding. You've heard about it, and now it's time to learn about it. Our best ever sponsor, Patch of Land, is a leading expert in the crowdfunding space, and they've got all the answers to your crowdfunding questions. Go to patchofland.com/best ever and grab your copy of the top 10 answers to the top 10 crowdfunding questions. That's patchofland.com/best ever. Empire Industries provides frustration-free property management by investors for investors by managing your tenants, toilets, and turmoil. Invest in the hottest market in the country by contacting them today for 2 months free management fees. Call them at 888-866-6727. All right, Mar, best ever book you've read. Speaking of books.
I'm going to start with my books, but, you know, I'm sure you're probably looking for a different answer. So I'm going to say one of the best books I've ever read is Who Moved My Cheese by Spencer Johnson. I'm not sure if you're familiar with it.
I'm not, no. What is it?
It's fantastic. It's about mice and two mice. One of them stays put and every day gets fed. The other one was fed every day and all of a sudden it stopped showing up. So both of them, all of a sudden, there's no cheese. One of them just waits and starves. The other one goes and finds the cheese. So it's a fantastic message on being motivated and being driven and the different obstacles along the way. Strongly recommend it.
Do we have to read the book or did you just tell us it? Because it seems like a 2-page book. I love that lesson.
No, you have to read the book. I mean, that's the story, but you have to read the book. Because it's interesting the philosophy behind it and the mentality that we can all relate to. We get used to a weekly paycheck. We get used to being fed dinner by our spouses. We get used to getting up and having breakfast. What happens when things change? And it's all about change. And life is all about change.
Best ever personal growth experience and what you learn from it.
I believe my best ever personal growth experience is to be able to embrace why I'm supposed to be here on planet Earth. I think that was a tough journey to get to, but I always felt that I needed to do what everyone else expected of me. And so I went down, the corporate ladder, and I finally realized as you get a little older sometimes, you tap into one of the skill sets that you believe you should be focusing on. And the moment you do that, it changes everything. So I wish I listened to that voice a lot sooner.
Best ever success habit that you practice?
Best ever success habit. I would definitely say wherever you go, there you are. And as a branding guy, as a real estate guy, wherever I am, whether it be an intimate cocktail party or whether it be a giant venue, people know what I do and they know what I love. And I make sure that, I wear it and I wear it proudly.
When you're at one of those gatherings and you just mentioned people know what you do and know what you love, how do you approach that conversation?
Well, I always love to start by saying, what is it that you do? Because it generally starts the conversation for someone to ask you the same thing right back. And I always, today's such a gorgeous day. I had a great open house. I always try to weave in a core part of who I am into conversations with both colleagues, friends, and, new people. And I think it's perfectly normal to talk about what you love. That's actually what you want people to talk about rather than politics, as far as I'm concerned.
Agreed. I second that, my friend. Best ever real estate or business deal you've done?
Best ever real estate deal, I have to say, because it's, it just transpired. I sold a Westport home in 48 hours with 3 cash deals over asking.
Wow. Congratulations on that.
Thank you.
Best ever project you're most excited about right now?
Best ever project, building my team. I'm in an exciting place right now because as I continue to expand, my brand on Life on Mars, and I bring in many different Martians that are a key part of my brand, I'm now also building a very dynamic real estate team, and they're all very passionate. They all bring unique qualities as well to the table. And that's very exciting to me because I've always loved real estate. It was something I should have done when I was, right out of school. But, it took a while, but now I'm here.
And best ever listeners, I just want to pause, and I hope you picked up on what he calls his team members and his audience, the Martians. I love that so much. Oh, my gosh.
Thank you, Joe.
I just think this is so much fun. Best ever way you like to give back?
Well, I have a philosophy in my company is that if you do good, you get good. And that is a core part of my day-to-day activities. And I make sure that I'm very philanthropic. Not only do I make sure that I could write a check, but I also roll up my sleeves. All my $1 million and above properties have a wonderful component to it that I call giving back to our market share, which there's always a percentage portion of the sale of the property that goes to the buyer that they allocate to a charity of their choice in the state of Connecticut. So every property has a different percentage. And when they close, I basically go to them, congratulations. Now it's my role to do something good back in this community. Pick a charity in Connecticut or a Connecticut charter that you would like a donation to be made in your name, and I will do it.
Best ever quote.
Best ever quote. Get it done. Get it done. Love that.
What's that mean to you?
It means that, you know, if you have something in mind, get it done. You know, follow through. I'm a big advocate of that. I believe that, you know, it's great to have dreams, but what's that first step? I'm not saying that you have to, you know, do it overnight, but at least begin the behavior of moving the needle in the right direction. I didn't become America's top lifestyle expert, you know, overnight. It was work. I needed to first build a brand. I needed to have people find out who I was. I needed to differentiate myself. I needed to have people know how different I was in the business. And it, you know, at first it was like, who the heck is he? You know, now it's like, oh, he's Mar Jennings. I've seen him here. I've seen him here. So it's about little steps, climbing a ladder. I always say climb a ladder. Every step, try to take one step towards your ultimate goal.
What would you say is the biggest mistake you've made in business or real estate?
The biggest mistake I've made in life is that I do not write down and carve out of my schedule personal time for myself, because that is a tough one, because I find that I always am very good on my calendar, and I block off 2 hours here, an hour here, 4 hours here, a weekend doing this, an assignment, but I never say, okay, 2 days, no appointments, no phone calls. 4 hours, no appointments, no phone calls. I'm trying to get better at that more and more, but I'm a workaholic, and I need to know that I could set aside some time for me time.
And lastly, Mar, what's the best ever place to reach you?
The global universe of the internet. My website, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or by simply emailing me at Mar Jennings. My website, mar@marjennings.com.
Mar, thank you so much for being on the show and sharing your best ever advice with the best ever listeners and talking about your career, your progression, how you started from, you know, competitive figure skating and doing those triple combinations, my new favorite move, to being a banker and being a very successful banker at that, to then realizing that it was time to embrace why you're here on this planet Earth, as you would say, and really going into what you're passionate about, what you love to do, and then, you know, getting on that course of global domination, of being the authority of lifestyle. And I think this talk has been incredibly inspiring for anybody, any best ever listener out there or Martian out there, because I know you're going to tell your Martians about this too.
I am. And I encourage your best ever listeners to migrate and become a Martian. It's totally inclusive.
They don't grow like ears or any weird antennas, do they?
No, nothing like that. It's just good information when you want it, how you want it. And, you know, you do have the best ever listeners, but you're the best ever host as well. So,
I feel like holding your hand and hugging you right now. This is just so awesome. Well, thank you so much, Mar. This has been a pleasure. I'm so grateful to have gotten to know you. And I know the best ever listeners are feeling and putting that gratitude out towards you as well. So thanks so much. And is there anything else you wanted to mention as a closing off note?
Yes, Joe. Thank you. And of course, life is too short to wait for tomorrow. Do it today.
Mar Jennings, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Hey, you best ever listener. Do you want more? Then go to joefairless.com, where you'll get tons of free videos, templates, and content to help you get deals done. And remember to subscribe to the best ever show in iTunes so you can keep getting your daily dose of the best real estate investing advice ever.